Barack Obama says we don't know the motive of the would-be White House Correspondents' Dinner shooter hours after the left-wing manifesto explains exactly why he did it. The Views' Ana Navarro says she hopes enough Republicans were scared by the shooting attempt to pass more gun control. And the U.S. blockade of the Straits of Hormuz is crippling Iran's economy. Will it be enough to bring change? I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and be done in 30 minutes. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that should be the goal of every country in the world, frankly. But I think in the U.S., we're not perfect. Our history is not one of perfection, but it's still better than anybody else's history. And ours is a story of perpetual improvement. Each generation has left the next generation of Americans freer, more prosperous, safer. And that is our goal as well. But it is a unique and exceptional country. And as we come upon this 250-year anniversary, I think we have a lot to learn and be proud of in our history. It is one of perpetual and continuous improvement, where each generation has done its part to bring us closer to fulfilling the vision that the founders of this country had upon its founding.
I mean, that was one of the best answers I think I've heard on that issue. And there was no teleprompter. It was just very genuine and very heartfelt, you know? Very genuine, very heartfelt response. And that's, you know, people need that. They need to see that from these lawmakers. They don't like overly focused group. You know what I was thinking? We need a word for, like, not overly prepared, but like visually and audibly, like seemingly photoshopped. Does that make sense? Like how everything on Instagram has a filter, and so you think everything in real life should Well, not look like that, but sound like that, appear like that, the whole aesthetic, the whole everything, the all of it. And he just does it naturally. It's just so good. So welcome to the radio program. Marco Rubio's press conference yesterday. It was just a banger, man. It was hit after hit. He was hysterical because, you know, Carolyn Leavitt is on maternity leave. And so she's out for a little bit. So Marco Rubio has another job. And I was thinking, I wonder if Trump just didn't do that on purpose so there would be more memes. I wonder if they didn't do it on purpose so they would be like, okay, well, we got to have another meme of Marco being the press secretary. So they'll send him out to do this. And it was funny. He was just funny. Here's another cut. This is because, you know, you got to get the lay of the land. This is the cut three. This is right after he started. This was so funny. Listen.
The Iranian regime cannot be allowed to dictate who uses this vital waterway. I don't think this is also being reported enough. Maybe you are reporting. I don't read everyone. I don't know many damn outlets here. I don't know who you all are. But I mean, I know who some of you are, but I don't know all of you are. But I will say this about it. This is an international waterway. Okay, this is an international waterway. And international law is very clear, and I love it because everybody always talks about international law, and this international law on this is very clear. International waterways, no country can control them. There is no international law that allows you to say, I'm going to put mines in an international body of water, and I'm going to blow up ships that don't listen to us and try to go through. That's what Iran is doing.
He's so good.
This is a criminal act.
Now, this was and he answered this so well, too. This was when he was taught, I'm not going to say her name right, Cara Castroneva from... So she's from Lindell TV. He's the pillow guy. And she's asks this question. And I want you to listen to the way that the room reacts when she asks it. And then I want you to listen to what Rubio says. This was really good, too.
Hey, Cara Castroneva from Lindell TV. Thank you for taking my question today. How does the State Department...
What happened? Why is everybody giggling? What happened? I'm sorry.
No, they're not mean.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they are. I hope not. But I'm Cara from Lindell TV.
Are they mean to you? It's just so good. Are they mean to you? Are they being mean to you? That's what I have to ask my dog sometimes. Like when the other one's bullying the other one. Is he being mean to you? Is he being mean? So it was a really good presser that he had. And so he was, you know, juggling the questions from everybody in the press. And he was very genuine, and it was very funny. This was the other one that I thought was actually really funny as well. So that was cut five. This is cut six, when they're all competing to get their question answered, and they're all trying to be louder than the other one. So this is kind of more than that. And this is him trying to manage the whole thing. It's just chaos. Listen.
What?
Right, you in the black. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Where are you? No, right there. You. You both are wearing black.
Thank you.
She's closer. No, you don't have black. You have blue on. I'm colorblind, but I know blue and black. Right there. Yes, ma'am. No, you. The first one I called on.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you. This is chaos, guys. Go ahead.
Welcome to the White House.
Just chaos. Welcome to the White House, Secretary Rubio. This was a very, very good press conference for him. And I think it was smart that he was out there doing it. And I think Trump also knew, you know what, we're going to be probably getting a lot of questions on Iran. So let's go ahead and we'll put him out there to answer some of this. I think that was probably maybe the thinking on it. But, and you know, he's also playing a starring role in talking to the Vatican. This is very interesting as well. He's, he's going to be going to the Vatican. He's going to be kind of hashing out, I guess, some sort of return to some normalcy, the relationship there. There's a very good editorial in the New York Post about this, because he's heading to Rome this coming week to kind of smooth over some of the tension a little bit. And he's been a very good diplomat. This is a role in which he has shined. I still want to talk to him about the Parkland stuff. But I think he's a different politician. I think he's a different person than what he was on stage those a few years ago. I think he is. So it's it's been very interesting to watch Rubio's ascendancy here. Now, you have to realize, I don't think so much that he is making this happen for himself. I think he's just going where Trump tells him to go. But I am going to tell you, there's already some gnashing of teeth over all of this. In different sectors, you're going to start, mark my words right now, you're going to start seeing the woke Reich go after Rubio. It's going to happen. It's kind of bubbling up. The only reason they haven't yet is because he's Catholic. And, you know, they're the ones who haven't been Christians. All of these people just suddenly became Catholic like last month. And they're trying to drive Catholicism and ideology and politics from that position. Even to, you know, the fury of lifelong generational Catholics who are like, you do not represent our church. What are you doing? You know, I'm talking about, Miss California sex tape? The lady who lost her beauty crown because she made like a ton of sex tapes. It's like, why would you? I mean, that was before OnlyFans, so give her some credit. She had to do it the hard way, and she didn't have she didn't have Kris Jenner in her corner to make a sex tape into a multi-billion-dollar industry. You know, it's not that bright. So, you know, she just lost her crown, and that was it. Wah, wah. So, anyway, mark my words, they're going to start going after him. But they can't right now because he's Catholic, and they can't be viewed as going after another Catholic because that's their big thing. If you criticize them when they praise Hamas, they're like, why are you anti-Catholic? You're an anti-Catholic bigot. Meanwhile, all my Catholic friends are like, we also hate Hamas. What are you talking about? So it's a weird spot for them to be in. But mark my words, they're going to try to figure out a way to go at him. They may have to figure out a different religion to use as a cudgel. But they're going to try to find a way to go at him because this is about ascendancy of Vance going into 2028. And they're staunchly, I mean, I'm going to say it because no one else in politics has the balls to. They're on his side. That's who they want to propel. I'm not saying he's reflective of them, but that's who they want. That's how he got in there was because Tucker. That's why Tucker's son was his deputy press secretary. That's why all of this happened the way it did. That's why you had all the tech bros that were in, not all of them, Peter Thiel and some of these others who were very friendly with Tucker. He convinced them to, you know, help give him some momentum. But ultimately, it was Mitch McConnell, of all people, who ended up having to bail him out of a Senate race because he was losing in Ohio. Vivek Ramaswamy is outperforming J.D. Vance in Ohio. So that tells you some stuff. That's a whole other box of psychology right there. The whole thing with Vivek Ramaswamy. Wow. We're going to get into that. But Rubio's ascendancy is a very interesting thing. I think it's like a Rorschach test for some of the people on the right. It really is. So this is something definitely to keep an eye on. We'll return to this, but we got a lot of other stuff that we got to hit as well, including because we've got, I think he did a really, really good job of that press conference. We've got more audio of it, but we got to talk about some of those primaries. And of course, then we have to talk about some of the latest with the doomers. Everyone, that's the other thing I keep saying. The woke Reich wants you to believe, and the left, they're hand in hand on this, that the United States is just hemorrhaging cash. I don't think that they've been paying attention to our crude sales, Kane. I don't think they've been paying attention to the moves that we was making down in Venezuela. I don't think that they were paying attention to any of the other stuff that we were doing in the Strait of Hormuz or the moves that we made even before all of that with the petrodollar. BRICS is pretty much dead. I mean, come on. What else do you need?
I agree.
And an interesting story, the dollar has become dominant. It got real shaky there under Biden. We all remember that. But now the world is using our currency more than anybody else's again. This is from a couple of places, including this is Financial Times as well. Offshore U.S. dollar deposits held in U.S. banks outside the U.S. are up to a record $14.5 trillion. Now, that's only $3.5 trillion worth of euros held in offshore banks outside the eurozone. That's pretty significant. That's incredibly significant. So that means offshore U.S. dollar deposits are the equivalent to about 43% of U.S. domestic bank deposits. No other currency, no other, comes close. Of course, if you ask Podcastistan, what did that mean? I just don't even know. But that's the truth of it. This has been highly successful. Highly successful. So these doomers, they don't want to pay attention. By the way, the story about the dolphins with the lasers, the Dr. Evil thing. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
So Pete Hegseth was asked, is there a rumor that Iran's going to deploy kamikaze dolphins? And he pretty much said he could not confirm or deny whether we have kamikaze dolphins. And I'm going to tell you something.
If we have that,
I'm actually A-okay with spending my tax dollars on that. Kamikaze dolphins? Yeah. Why not? We're America. I mean, let's take all the money from all the grifters and the NGOs and the USAID and the early layering centers and all of the, you know, the shady fraudster third world hellhole diasporas that are planted across the United States. Let's go ahead and take back some of our tax dollars. Hells yeah, I'd pay some on some kamikaze dolphins. Why not? That's amazing. Stick some lasers on them damn things. Yes. We got a lot more on the way as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's the folks that are over at Fresh Pressed Olive Oil. I cook with this. I eat it. I put it pretty much on everything. In fact, one of my big things that I've been doing is I'll do my Hearts of Palm salad, and then I'll do my olive oil with the Dijon. And I use kind of like their medium sort of spicier olive oil with the Dijon. And it's not spicy like they add anything to it. It's like the moment of harvest. They've got it down to a whole science at Fresh Pressed Olive Oil. And if you think about it, olive oil is just fresh fruit juice. I mean, it's a fruit. It's like any juice. It's best right after you press it. But a lot of times, if you're going to the supermarket, you know, they've got stuff sitting on the shelves for months and it loses flavor, because this stuff will lose flavor. And it's okay if you go through a bottle a month. I do. Sometimes that stuff even goes rancid. But fresh pressed artisanal olive oils that are affordable and shipped right to you from each new harvest, that's the thing. The guy who runs the club, TJ, I've talked to him on the phone, really nice guy. He's a total olive oil nerd, and that's what you want. He's, you know, a foodie, big time, you know, he's a chef, all this. He goes and sources these olive oils from the best places around the world. And fresh from every harvest, that's what you get. He's willing to send all of you, as an introduction, a retail size $49 bottle of one of the best olive oils. And actually, it's the one I use the most, for free. You just pay $1 in shipping. It is worth the dollar in shipping. There's so many benefits out of this: health, flavor, the whole nine yards. And you can learn all about the olive oils as well at DanaLovesOliveOil.com. Remember, get your free full-size $49 bottle of fresh-pressed olive oil for just $1 shipping. No commitment. No commitment at all. Claim your free bottle at DanaLovesOliveOil.com. Taste the difference freshness makes and let me know what you think.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge. cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So there's a study out, I've heard this before, that it's not about your weight, but it's about where actually the fat lives. It says that people who reduced and sustained lower levels of deep belly fat in a new medical study showed measurably slower brain shrinkage and better memory and thinking scores years later. Now, I think it's the activity and the diet and all of that to get rid of the deep belly fat, which is very difficult to do. It's not necessarily the existence of it does that. It's like a whole lifestyle. But apparently there's like some types of fat that can even be behind the muscle, et cetera. And it's like very, you know, very hardcore. So interesting nonetheless, but I think it comes down to diet and activity, really. A toxic footlong zombie. Oh, wait, toxic footlong zombie worms. Oh, good. From Asia. Spotted in U.S. backyards, and everybody is urged to freeze and dissolve them. I'm sorry, what? They can grow their severed bodies, and you can only kill them through specific methods.
Oh, no.
It is the Asian hammerhead worm. It's been in New York. There's another reason why not to let anybody from New York and Texas. We got a lot more on the way. And, as we move, because we got Days of These United States coming up, our partners that help bring you this illustrious program, it's the folks over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone entity out there. They want to save you money. Patriot Mobile has prioritized premium access on all three major U.S. networks. They got fast speeds, dependable nationwide coverage, 100% U.S.-based customer support, plus unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, everything that you would expect from top carriers with seamless activation in minutes. Keep your number, keep your phone, upgrade. If you want all new everything, you can get all new everything. Treat yourself. Actually, you're really treating yourself because you're going to be paying a heck of a lot less than you would with your previous cell phone service. So make the switch today. Make a real difference. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or just call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana to get a free month of service. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all, influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour. This very rainy, icky day in Texas. I'm done with it. We need to have the sun come back. All right, so a couple things. If you missed anything earlier, especially our interview with Luke Roziak, you can find that in the podcast. Go back, download it. You got the Substack as well, chapter and verse. So make sure you get that. The two things. So update on the water park story that we were telling you about. So Greg Abbott's office, Priscilla Gonzalez, sent a letter to the city of Grand Prairie threatening to pull their public safety grants if they don't cancel the planned Muslim-only water park day. And they are citing the state and federal statutes that relate to civil rights and non-discrimination. So that's specifically Title II of the Civil Rights Act. I can't remember the statute. It's like Section 40, whatever. But if the city doesn't comply by May 11th, then they will be required to pay $530,000 in public safety grants that they received from the state. And then the letter by Abbott is very interesting because the flyers, remember, and they did this the previous two times, apparently, where they described their event as being for Muslims only. And I think a lot of people, can I just interject here? They don't understand public accommodation. Public accommodation laws relate to if you are a public facility, that is a public accommodation, meaning the public can access it. If you lease it, and you can lease something, you can rent it for a day, but your rental fee does not enable you to do everything that you would like to do. If you are holding an event at a public facility and say that you want to hold an event and you want to make it for Christians only, well, you can't do that with a public accommodation because the public accommodation that would be using a public facility in a discriminatory fashion. So anything that is religion, ability like for the disabled, et cetera, that falls under, people don't understand. Title II of the Civil Rights Act isn't just for minorities. It's for everybody. So you can't have a Muslim-only event and you can't have a Christian-only event at a public facility. So if you are hosting an event and you are excluding a group that falls under protection of our Title II of Civil Rights Act, then that's a no-go. That's actually a violation of the federal statute. So if I keep having these people that are like, actually, it was one of the dumbest people. This is one of the reasons why I don't engage comments as much as I used to, because sometimes you get these dumb drive-bys who are literally so dumb, I don't know how they function successfully throughout the day. But there was one individual saying, well, what if I just want to have my wedding at a public facility, you know, et cetera? What if I want my have? And this person was simping for Islamism. And they'd done it before and I could see. But they were like, what if I wanted to have my Catholic wedding? I'm like, first off, why do you have to insert Catholic, number one? Number two, as one of my Catholic friends pointed out, then you would have it at a Catholic church, faker. So they said, I'm not involved in that fight. But the other thing is, are you discriminating against anybody that falls under Title II of Civil Rights Act? Because if you're not, then you're fine. Nobody can do that. That's the whole thing that people don't understand. Your fee doesn't enable you to bypass Article II of Civil Rights. That doesn't allow you to bypass the statute on public accommodation. That's the law. It's not anybody's interpretation of it. It's just the damn law. End of. You don't have to like it. It doesn't care. The law is not going to wither in its existence because you dislike it. It doesn't care. It's the law. That's it. So I go back to Greg Abbott's letter. Because he notes in the flyers that they were literally, it's on the website still, although I didn't check it this afternoon. As of last night, it was still Muslims only on the website. So they said, organizers described the event as, this is Abbott's letter, as Muslim only event for Muslims only, closed to the public, Muslims only. By the way, that was a verbatim statement that was said, closed to the public, Muslims only. You cannot do that with public accommodation. He says, in a tacit admission, organizers have already rushed to delete the language. Now flyers state all are welcome, etc. Modest dressed. He said the first hint that the broader public is not really welcome, though, is the language explaining that any women wishing to attend must wear burkinis. The organizer's website makes matters clearer, stating that the event is closed to the general public and at all times, attendees must dress in accordance with Islamic values. If there was any doubt remaining, he adds, the website dispels it. The entire water park has been exclusively reserved for Muslims, so that's still up there. He says the event purports to be public-facing and discriminatory at the same time. All Muslims, but only Muslims, may attend. At an event at a city-owned pool that was publicly and indiscriminately advertised as whites only, that would surely violate the Constitution, and he cites Burton v. Wilmington Parking Authority. He says the same is true here. Government may not use private organizations as subterfuge to directly or indirectly foster illegal discrimination, Palmer v. Thompson. So he says that the city has to comply because they have five active grants with the city of Grand Prairie. He notes that upon acceptance of those awards, the Grand Prairie city manager agreed that the city would, quote, comply with all state and federal statutes relating to civil rights and non-discrimination. So clearly they didn't do that. Abbott is entirely right. And I think it's a very interesting point when he talks about wearing the burkini, because it is the outward expression of religious subjugation, of Islamist subjugation. You can't attend unless you're dressed like this to signal their religion. Well, that's also discriminatory because it's a religious exercise. They cannot force you to access a public accommodation only if you participate in their religious exercise. So that's still a violation of public accommodation, Title II under Civil Rights Act. And again, a reminder, Civil Rights Act isn't just for minorities. So it doesn't matter if it's a Christian group that does it. It doesn't matter if it's a Mormon group. It doesn't matter if it's Quakers. It doesn't matter if it's Hindu. It doesn't matter if it's Buddhist. It doesn't matter if it's Shinto. It doesn't matter what it is. You cannot use a public facility to the exclusion of parts, specifically parts of the other public, and advertise it and as such. That is not allowed. So everything that he says here is entirely correct. So he says they have till May 11th to comply. And I'm glad that he did this. That means Greg Abbott, I'm going to say something. Greg Abbott gets a lot of garbage that's undeserved. He really does. There's things that I wish he would be harder on, and there's things that he's actually done well on. So, you know, I think a lot of people don't, that they just buy into like the online pile on, honestly. But this is a good move. And so can you imagine sicking Ken Paxton on this? Mm. Dear heavens. Mm. So actually I might reach out to the AG and see what because the governor's already on it. I'm just curious to see. But this is entirely correct. And it'll be interesting to see what the group says now. It'll be very interesting to see what they say. Because as he noted, it was still on their website. It was on the website. They had it as you have to dress that certain way. So they've got till May 11th to comply. Now, to add to this, this is interesting. We're going to talk about Red Green Alliance. This comes from by way of Washington Times. Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. So they are apparently pushing back on free speech complaints because they are accused of blocking a student group from hosting talks on anti-Semitism unless it presents, quote unquote, both sides. Now, by the way, Washington Times is a conservative outlet, and I write a column for them. The private university reportedly informed the group Students Supporting Israel that Congressman Randy Fine, who we know, he's been on the show, Florida Republican, they were not going to allow him to speak this spring on the, quote, documented rise of anti-Semitism across the United States because the event lacked, quote, speakers representing both sides of the issue. Okay, I need a full stop. What is the other side to anti-Semitism that they are wanting represented here? For real. I mean, it's explicitly on that. So they want an anti-Semite to speak? Am I interpreting this wrong, Kane?
No. It seems that way.
Both sides have to be represented. What is the other side to the anti-Semitism? What is there? Are they
non-anti-Semitic people on both sides?
Wow. Administrators also blocked retired Israel Defense Forces Colonel Danny Tirza, architect of Israel's security fence, from speaking on why and how it was built. They invited students to restructure the events, prompting public backlash from Congressman Fine and the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, a free speech watchdog. So, what? Now, the university spokesperson insisted officials never required the group to invite an anti-Semitic voice. But then why did you say that they have to have both sides there, Kane? Yes?
No. I wasn't raising my hand.
Wait, though. They were saying that they didn't demand that they invite an anti-Semitic voice, but then I'm scrolling up. But they also said that the event lacked speakers representing both sides of the issue, and that's a direct quote. So what?
The math ain't mathin'.
Yeah, the math ain't mathin'. That's some Elizabeth Warren fake Indian girl math right here. What in the world? Now, they added in another statement, oh, we stand firmly against anti-Semitism, blah, blah, blah. We reserve the right to shape events on our campus, blah, 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 blah. Okay, rah, rah, rah. So, I don't know. They had a senior staff, so they said that, well, they're not, I mean, they can create policies as they wish. I'm just trying to figure out, because they've had other groups host political speakers without requiring them to sponsor opposing views. They had college Democrats that hosted pro-choice speakers back in February, and they didn't, I'm just trying to figure out why this one. Why? It's the second time, too, that the Catholic University blocked students supporting Israel. I'm just curious. I mean, even FIRE, F-I-R-E, the free speech group, said, yeah, we hope to have a substantive update soon. They're even like, wait a minute, what? Why can't we why do you have to have someone of an, who are you going to bring? If you're speaking to students about anti-Semitism, who is the speaker that you want represented talking about Semitism? What in the world is happening here? Now, double this up. I don't know if you saw this morning, New York Post had the story where they had a very hateful, angry, riotous mob in New York, anti-Israel mob, that descended on a New York City synagogue. And they were all clad with the Hamas picnic blankets. They flooded the streets near a Manhattan synagogue Tuesday night, clashed with cops, and they screamed repeatedly, Israel should not exist. So stop telling me that this isn't about the Jews. Stop it. They were waving Hamas flags, banging drums, and they were at the Park East Synagogue. They yelled about stolen land. Israel shouldn't exist. They fought with cops. They tried to get past the barricades. So clearly something's happening. There is a real thing that is developing here. Last story before headlines. The Palisades, the guy who set the fire in the Pacific Palisades, do you know why he did it? He became fixated with Luigi Mangione, and he started it out of, quote, resentment of the rich. Remember how I said the woke Reich and the left are the same?
Yep.
And just as they are the same with their beliefs, one of the beliefs that they also share is that of violence. It's going to get worse before it gets better. All right, folks, so I want to tell you about something that actually works. This is the world's number one expanding garden hose and their newest upgrade. It's the Pocket Hose Ballistic. I like anything that has the word ballistic after it. I don't have time for cheap, stupid equipment that fails after one season. I am done fighting with it. I'm done with the kinks, Eric Swalwell. I'm done with the tangles. I'm done with the leaks. I'm done with all of it. It's a waste of money. It's enraging. So that's why the Pocket Hose Ballistic, that's why you need to have this thing, because it's built different. I could beat somebody to death with this. It's reinforced with a liquid crystal polymer. Now, you don't know what that is, but you do know what it's been used in before, bulletproof vests. So that means, my friends, the strength is real. Real durability no nonsense. It's not going to mess up your garden. It's not going to like tie a knot around you. If you're tired of replacing your cheap hose every year, this is your fix. The Ballistic is lightweight. It's super easy to handle. And I like what comes with it. It comes with the pocket pivot. So no more fighting the spigot. And ladies, it's gold. Where it moves, you move. You move, it moves. It's so simple. It's smart. You're done. For a limited time, when you purchase a new pocket hose Ballistic, you're going to get that free, you see it right here, 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text Dana to 64300. That's Dana to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man in a giant bunny helmet. When I say bunny helmet, I mean it was furry and also had long floppy ears. Led police on, I'm not saying this. H-A-R-E, hair raising. No, yeah. Stop it. He's going 120 miles per hour as he was trying to outrun the police. Why? The incident unfolded just after 11 p.m. on Sunday. Florida Highway Patrol was on high-speed pursuit by motorists wearing a bunny helmet along U.S. Highway 19 near Jessup Lane in Pasco County. The motorcyclist had done failed to pull over for a traffic stop, so authorities, they launched a pursuit cane.
Oh, boy.
The feller, later identified as 29-year-old Dalton Hubbard, led police on a dangerous chase. He went up to 120 mile per hour, ran red lights, everything. And then, of course, he was promptly arrested with his bunny helmet on. And it was fuzzy. And what? There it is, right there. That's those look like arms instead of ears. But, you know, I'm not going to judge. I don't know how it's not movie quality. It's all right. You know, Florida woman was arrested because she kicked a kid at a youth football game. And, of course, it was all everything's on camera anymore. She was on the field. It was a big, giant brawl. And she got mad. Probably over like one of the call, Florida woman. Oh, yeah, it's just she is a real peach. Renee Lynn Lambert. She was booked on suspicion of cruelty to a child without great bodily harm and resisting police. Deputies responded to a youth football game. And because she was leading the large brawl, apparently. Don't do that, parents. As we roll into headlines, our partners that bring you the program. It's the folks at Burn a Gun. I've told you guys a million times, I carry. I have no issue throwing lead at a threat to my life or that of my loved ones. But I also know that sometimes you go to places or you're required to go to places where you cannot carry because your Second Amendment rights are abridged. And if heaven forbid, we know that they're not going to provide security for you. So you need to have a diverse array of defensive tools at the ready. And this is where Byrna comes in. It is another option of readiness. So if you, it's truly accessible. I mean, the Berna gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. The only model you need for this purpose is the Berna Compact Launcher, the CL. It's about the size of an iPhone, but it also shoots the same chemical irritant projectiles. But this thing is, you can conceal it, and it has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. You compare that to stun guns or tasers, you got one or two rounds there. And it is very easy to use. Doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. Order it online. There's no background check. There's no additional fee. There's no tax stamp. They ship it right to your house. And like I said, doesn't care about gun-free zone signs because it's not a gun. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and check out the Byrna CL. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
When I first started working, I was an anomaly to the industry. Arguably, in many ways today, really, I still am. I think it's time to say the quiet part out loud. The fashion industry is unlikely to book or pay Black trans feminine and or physically disabled models to do runway
editorial. So this dude was at the Met Gala. He's a dude pretending to be a woman, and he has cerebral palsy and he's paraplegic. But he's a dude pretending to be a woman. So if you're going to pretend to be a woman and you're going to demand that all of us acquiesce to your fantasy, then who's to stop someone from pretending? I'm just going to say it, from pretending to be paraplegic. There have been people who've done it. We've literally covered it on the program. That's how crazy this gets. Yeah, people who want to identify as being disabled.
Yeah. And it even gets worse because wasn't it when we were reporting on this a couple years ago, who was it? Was it the guy from Breaking Bad that was playing a paraplegic?
And yes, they're like, Bryan Cranston.
He's not a real paraplegic.
Boycotting the movie.
Yeah.
They were like, no, he's not a real paraplegic.
So they don't even want representation.
It's like, dude, did you want him to jump into an empty pool? Like, what did you want him to do? Like, for crying out loud, he's an actor. They act. Stop it. So insane. But that's like the thing. But I'm just like, this is like, watch. I feel like I'm in an SNL skit.
Yeah. I want to be happy for this person.
But wait a minute. Well, I got a question. Yeah. What if you decide to identify being a white person, halfway? What if you identify as you're Black and you identify as being Black, you identify as being a woman, you identify as being a paraplegic, and you identify as having cerebral palsy, but because you're a white Hispanic, whatever that means, that's right. The left. That means you've got one more identity box than he does. So doesn't that make you more of a victim than him? Isn't that how the victim Olympics work?
That's how the game is played.
Yeah, so, like that's the pin that you get on your letter jacket. The more sports you're in, the bigger the pin. So the more identity boxes you check, the bigger the pin. I mean, that's literally how the left measures it. I'm not making it up. That's called intersectionality. They call it intersectionalism. As we move, our partners will bring you the program. It's the folks at Relief Factor. If you want relief from everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor is where it's at. And they make it easy with their 3-week quick start program. It's just $19.95. Here's the thing. It's 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to fight inflammation. And that is the root cause of most pain. Now, this is not a temporary fix. It works from the inside out to support your body's natural response to pain. It helps you get back to walking comfortably, staying active, and living life without constant discomfort, be it a sports injury, be it an accident, or maybe it's because, you know, you're up there in age. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what generation you're in either. This can help fight those everyday aches and inflammations for everybody. So check out the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So imagine organizing the belongings of your grandpa. He was in World War II. And as you're going through it, you know, clearing out his property, this is in Ventura County, by the way, you come across, what's this? It's a cache of, oh, grenades and other ordnances from Japan and Britain and, oh, America. Oh, yeah. So they had to bring the bomb squad for Grandpa's grenades, Grandpa's explosives. They had explosive ordnance disposal technicians with the U.S. Navy. They had to go in and look at them. Now, they were all marked for destruction due to safety concerns. No, they don't look drilled out. I don't think any of them are drilled out. So, yeah, that's actually pretty amazing, though. Okay, how did this dude get them in?
Right.
I understand taking a couple, like, you know, you kill some Nazis. I sound like Inglourious Bastards. You take some of their guns, you know, as a war trophy. But this... like, this dude was, like, gathering stuff up like a squirrel with nuts. You know what I'm saying? And bringing them back to Ventura County, California. So they said that, you know, it's hard with these older ones to distinguish inert from live munitions. So that they said safe than sorry. And I get, because they don't look drilled. I mean, the grenades, at least. I don't know. Can't tell you about the other ones, but very interesting. Let's see. Passengers are stranded on a cruise off Cape Verde because of the hantavirus. Apparently it kills you, the hantavirus, like rat droppings. So they won't allow it to dock. This is like the second nation that would not allow them to disembark. And the World Health Organization in Europe said the risk to wider public remain low. But a lot of people 149 people. They're under strict quarantine. They could be under quarantine for 8 weeks now.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Sophia Bush from Work in Progress with Sophia Bush. And now a quick break from our sponsor, Miracle-Gro. Life is digitally distracted and time-starved, but gardening is the perfect way to unplug. It isn't just about plants. It's about trading the digital noise for a quiet way to reconnect with yourself. Whether you're in an apartment or you've never even touched a shovel, don't let self-doubt stop you. With 75 years of expertise, Miracle-Gro takes the stress out of the process and makes it pure joy. Head to MiracleGrow.com to check out all of their easy-to-use products and start your growth journey today.
Are the decks you're building today crafted for tomorrow? Only Envision Composite Decking is compression molded, making our boards stronger, easier to install, and easier to get referrals in the years to come. Envision Composite Decking. Find it at EnvisionOutdoorLiving.com.